want to welcome everyone to another wonderful edition, a sunny edition of Saturday AM Live. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and if it's not sunny where you are, you could consider moving down here to the south, but I don't highly recommend it because they don't have any green trees anymore. Everything's brown and ugly. It was at least a little bit colorful when we were here for the convention. Dave, once again, you've been with us before here on this wonderful 7 a.m. Saturday call, those of us on the West Coast, which you are.
Yes.
And I know it's brutal for some of us to get up that early, unless you've got the Rogers DNA, and then you just naturally wake up at 5:30, 5:45, which I've been cursed with my entire life, pretty much. But for a quick review, for those who are on the line who have never had the opportunity to meet you in person, they, of course, have seen you via video, hopefully, by now, because the Magnetics video is now online at the website, which is wonderful. And if those of you who are using the InTouch program, it's really fluid to use that to put those emails. But before you even log in, this is kind of just a quick announcement up front. You can see the videos that were released at the convention in their entirety on the login page. If you just wait for it to scroll and it says something along the lines of add power to your prospecting, click here. Click on that and you'll see all those videos right there, and you can play one after the other and boom. And you can even send your prospects right there if you, you know, use it, or you use the InTouch program and do that. So for those people who have never had the opportunity to meet you in person or see you on video, you've been with Nikin for, oh goodness, 16, 17, 18 years now.
Well, one of those three.
One of those three. We'll just pick one. I know it's about as long as I've been with the company. And your official title today is?
I am a technical advisor and chairman of the scientific advisory board.
Okay. So basically, you're one of those high-tech guys that really brings things to the table, and that's your previous profession, and still in that arena today, prior to Nikin, has been with bringing technologies to the U.S. and are helping go through the approval process through the FDA. Is that correct?
Right. That's a, when I originally started way back 18 years ago, Nikin had leased offices in Westwood, which is near UCLA. And, you know, Tom Watanabe had a cubicle next to Larry Proffitt's cubicle, and when they wanted to get a memo from one to the other, they'd stand up and hand it over the partition. Come a long way, and I appreciate the fact that the you know, that Nikin has put the videos online. It is December, we're getting on Christmas, and you know, Bethlehem had the three kings, and so Nikin now has the three geeks.
And you're referring to Anthony Beauvais and Dr. Peter Goldberg.
Myself.
Who, and yourself. Well, of course, and let's just jump right into this, because for those who need more history of your background and your, you know, all the letters behind your name and all that stuff, they can research that. Specifically, the Nature Rest Sleep System. Now, going back, I know that, you know, when I was introduced to Nikin, we had a thin Kinko pad, same thickness, as the current car seat that we have, and it has evolved over the years. And we had the IntelliRest pad, then we had the full mattress, then we had the Dream mattress, and all these evolutions of the same product. And a lot of people, or maybe not a lot, but one would ask, why do we need to change it if we already had something that's so great? And I've always responded with, you know, that Nike has a philosophy. I happen to live in Nike Central, just across town from me where we live is where their world headquarters is. But they have a philosophy that simply says, if it's not broken, fix it anyway. And I feel like that's what you guys have done, you, the three geeks, as you refer to yourself. And so take us back to, because this has been in the development stages for roughly about 3 years, if I understand correctly.
That's right. We started, the magnetic aspect of it started about 3 years ago. Let me just start by talking about that there are three different aspects to any mattress or topper. One is the material that the topper's made of. And historically, Nikin had used a combination of materials, including what's known as rubber thane. Worked well, did a good job, but didn't necessarily or wasn't necessarily consistent with the company's philosophy and strategy of being making their products, whatever they are, consistent with LOHAS, which is LOHAS, which is Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability. What we wanted to do was to see if we could create a foundation that we could showcase our next magnetic technology evolution on, that was from renewable resources, that didn't use petrochemicals, that didn't have any toxic chemicals or any kinds of chemicals in it that would outgas and cause people problems. And that's why we went to the natural latex. The second thing is that the natural latex itself really gives you support and a sleeping surface that is second to none. So we refused to compromise on the selection of the materials themselves, in that we insisted that they be environmentally eco-friendly, that they come from renewable resources, and that they do the best job possible giving the longest and most steady support that we could find. We had this RAM technology, which I know people have been hearing about and know a little bit about, that is the next evolution of planar magnetism. When I say planar magnetism, no moving parts in two dimensions. And last but not least, we felt that we were doing a great job with the massaging nodules on the rubber thing products and the other mattresses that have come before. But really what we've done, and what I think has maybe a little bit understated, is these new latex nodules have a new configuration. It's the same basic idea, but the geometries are a little bit different, and this coating that they have of liquid natural latex on the top really gives a dimension, really gives a feeling and a durometer and this massaging effect that's enhanced. So we've got a foundation that's improved, we've got a magnetic technology that's improved, and we've got a massaging technology that's improved.
Well, you know, for Dave, for Stacy and I we're discussing every night when we call into bed, we compare and contrast the difference. After being on rubber thane and these, you know, firm or stiff rubber thane nodules for our entire marriage, so 14 years now, and the idea popped in my head the other night. It's kind of like, you know, when you laid down on a Kinko pad previously, or even our Dream mattress, or even the Kinko airbed, those rubber thing nodules were kind of a shock, or, you know, man, these are firm, these are definitely going to provide the support, as opposed to the Nature Rest. For us, it's kind of like the difference between a, you know, if you're sitting on a beach on a river and a, you know, a day cruiser or a ski boat kind of cruises on by, there's the ripple effects of the water versus a tug goes by, and there's a 3 to 5 foot breaker that comes in and crashes on top of you. Not saying that the Kinko Therm, the rubber thing crashed on top, but there's a difference in that Nature Rest. It's softer. There's more of a kind of an appealing, pleasing when you climb into it. It's just, or as Reed Nelson and I were discussing the other day, just kind of welcomes you in, and it doesn't let you go. And at the same time, when I wake up in the morning, it's a totally different aspect for me. Completely. And I know you had mentioned Wednesday night on the product corporate call with Anthony Beauvais the same results. It's a whole new level, and that's what we should expect from it.
I agree with you, and I would say that these components that were put together for the Nature Rest system are probably the most harmonious that we've been able to construct. To say that we're going from better to best, I don't think it would be an understatement. For me, sleeping on this is quite remarkable. And you and I travel a lot. I don't know how you conduct your travel, but what I do is I leave the Nikon products home, and I go on the road for 3 or 4 days and experience a baseline, get a baseline or a reference with the heavenly bed that I might find at one of the hotels, and what they brag about with the big pillow tops and all that. And what I find is the sleep pattern that I experience is significantly different than on the Nature Rest, and I can't get home.
Well, and I, you know, and you say, they describe it as heavenly rest. I would describe it as misery. And I'm, you know, last night I'm in a nice hotel bed. I mean, it's comfortable, but unlike you, I won't leave home without my pillow. I packed yesterday, and the suitcase is too tight. Well, I will find a washing machine en route while I'm gone for a little over a week and wash clothes versus leave my pillow behind, just because it's, you know, 3 or 4 days maybe I could get away with it, but, you know, even looking forward to the future of traveling to, you know, Africa to add to our family in about 6-8 months is, well, the pillow's going wet. You know, I will hand launder clothes if I have to, but not leaving home without it, because when you talk about a baseline, it really does affect our body. Dave, looking at the future of where this will take us, because 3 years in the development of not only the RAM technology, but finding, as you use the word, harmonious, I love the way that Anthony presented it on Wednesday night's WebEx. And for those of us who missed it, if you catch the recording, very much high tech at a kind of a level that for the common person, it might take a couple times to listen to it and jot some notes down. But he described it as the where the magnetics are today and where they've evolved to as natural as sunshine. That, you know, on a sunny day you walk out and it feels good, and that magnetic energy is just as natural as that, and that's where we've developed. So with the RAM technology, we've gone from the numbers perspective, we've gone from 800 Gauss is what we had in the EQL magnets that were in the rubber thing in the Kinko sleep systems to now 3,200 Gauss. Is it possible, and I've got kind of another question that's going to evolve into this, but is it possible to get too much magnetism?
Well, here's our strategy on the RAM technology, particularly for the bed, which is our first entree. As you know, we're using six neodymium spheres. Each of them is energized at 3,200 Gauss. And the philosophy was, we knew exactly how we were going to place these onto within the crevices or the spaces between the nodules on the top surface of the Nature Rest. And so we calculated the distance between where the placement of the spheres were going to be and the top of those nodules. We then factored in the thickness of the cover that's on the topper itself, and then a sheet, and then PJs of some kind, usually cotton. And I'm not being funny. And so, as you know, the magnetic energy decreases as a function of distance.
Uh-huh.
Calculating that, the 3,200 Gauss at the center of the magnet itself, when extrapolated to the body, gave us between 1,500 and 1,200 Gauss, which is exactly where we wanted to be at the body. We wanted to be there for a couple of reasons. The first is that we were looking for increased depth of penetration, and the second one, we were looking for increased area of influence. So the strategy was to be between 1,500 and 1,200 Gauss. That's what we wanted. That's where we wanted to be. And when we looked at it and said, okay, we knew that we needed to deliver enough energy to affect the majority of the people. We also knew that there are going to be some people out there that are very sensitive to magnetic energy, just as there are some who are relatively insensitive to it, and that by providing enough sufficient energy to influence the vast majority, we would probably have a few people out there that might think it's a little bit much or it's a little bit too much energy for them. And the idea there is they can always put a little bit more distance between the surface of the topper and themselves. They can put a mattress pad over it. They can put a cover over it to give themselves a little bit more distance to attenuate that energy if necessary.
Sure, sure. Because what we had before with, for example, a queen-size pad, we had 300 magnetic pieces. Now in this one with the RAM technology, because of the depth of penetration, there's a total of 26 in a queen-size, 13 on either side. So
it's 26 times 6.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just
there's a lot of energy there, and the other thing that we did was, instead of understanding that we were putting together this what I call a RAM energy node, and that the nodes themselves had packed a lot of power, packed a lot of flux energy, a lot of magnetic field strength, we didn't want to spread them all over the bed. That would have been that would have been superfluous and it would have been too much. So we connected with Dr. Goldberg, Peter Goldberg, who is a doctor of acupuncture and Eastern medicine and energy medicine. He's traveling around the country with Sharon Weinstein's group doing the integrative health forums. And the first thing was for him to come in and understand what the RAM was about and what its potential was, and then to come up with what I, you know, flippantly refer to as the Goldberg constellation, which is the configuration of the RAMs on the bed itself that that allows for proper placement of the RAMs so that we get a configuration or layout that that conforms to the generally accepted principles of our physiology and our tissue structures, and at the same time integrates Eastern and Western philosophies.
Okay. Dave, I have to ask a question that was emailed to me from another doctor, Dr. Carol Guth in North Carolina, and speaking about the deterioration of the penetration, knowing that, you know, the depth of the field only goes so far, utilizing the pillow, because it says a sleep system, but utilizing the Nature Rest pillow with that RAM technology built into the core, or as I like to describe, that cylinder that runs down one side, with utilizing one of our previous sleep technologies, the sleep mask, is it an additive, or would it interfere, or is it necessary? Or, I mean, because if you think about, you know, if you're laying on your side, and Carol and I were discussing this morning, if you're laying on your side and you're getting that penetration from the RAM magnets on that pillow, is the sleep mask necessary?
You know, I think that that's an individual question that you answer, and it's kind of like how people ask me all the time, how long should I be using the Power Mag, or how long should I be using the Body Energizer? And what I do is I answer it simply by saying, you know, it depends upon your own individual nature, and that what you should do is titrate. You should try it a little bit at a time, see how your body reacts to it. Maybe you can lengthen the exposure or decrease the exposure depending upon how you react. I would say that, and I'll tell you in point of fact, that what Peter put together for the sleep system, the Nature Rest sleep system, the three RAM nodes that are in the pillow are meant to be part of the overall configuration of 16 for a twin. Whether or not people want to use a sleep mask, in a lot of cases they'll use a sleep mask for other reasons. What we're talking about here is whether they're blocking out the light or whether they're using it for general effectiveness. The RAM in the bed and in the pillow is meant to get the curvature of the back of your neck to support that both ergonomically and also to provide the magnetic energy at that point. Does that answer that, or did I get it?
Yeah, no, that did the trick. And I know Anthony mentioned that on Wednesday night as well on the call, and again, I encourage people to go back and listen to it, is that when it comes to, you know, how much should we use it? And he talked about the Body Energizer and saying, you know, I use it every day, you know, a few minutes. And then, and I found the same thing. I just put ours underneath my desk. So when I sit down at my desk, I'll flip it on first thing in the morning. And it definitely makes a huge difference.
Right.
Or later in the day, you know, use it a little bit. I know that, I don't know if Anthony still does this, but at one point he'd say, you know, it's a great way to take the Power Mag and go over your food, go over your meal before you eat it. And I thought, well, that's another way of looking at it. And, you know, to each his own, I suppose. But, you know, we couldn't get too much, but we really do. Our bodies are our best, as you said, are our best way. You know, we need to find out what works best for us.
Right, and you had asked me earlier this week about the latest Weintraub study and how to find that. I hope that link helped you.
Yeah, no, that was tremendous. I will put that in an email so people can handle it because or find it, access that, because you write to the government listings of websites and they can, you know, download it or pay for the reprint, and so we have it. And we're going to see more because, you know, the CBS News link was a fantastic piece. And
yeah.
We've been using that just as a point of reference so people understand, look, this is in the mainstream. And we've been doing that for over a decade now, that every time any periodical comes out with anything, we scoop them all off the newsstand and use it as a further base. But it still, I guess for me, goes back to, seeing is believing, then feeling is the truth. And when a person experiences, especially the nature of a sleep system, even in a rollout, the difference is just tremendous. And I kind of played around on my flight last night with a gal, 83 years young, and the more we talked, she started just telling me about stuff that she's dealing with. And I pulled my insoles out of my shoes, and I put them underneath her feet. She wanted to, she ended up taking her shoes out, so I kind of assisted her. And it was a few minutes, 30 minutes later, I quit talking about the magnetics, and he can switch subjects. And she came back and said, you know, my ankle, it's, I don't feel that pressure that I felt when I got on the plane. I said, imagine that. And I took my insoles back. And, I'm not going to give them to her. She can buy them when I get together in a couple of weeks. But I guess for me, I keep coming back to the fact that if Pete wants people to experience it, that all the technical information is superb, and it helps back up and support us, but we really have to get people on the product. Let's talk about, because I know it's front and center for a lot of people, statistically, if I understand correctly, at the convention and at the launches that followed last month, we eliminated or completely obliterated an entire year's worth of inventory of what was anticipated as far as ordering, and we did that in 45 days.
Correct.
Created the backlog, obviously, and then we had a whole shipment of the raw material from Sri Lanka that was not up to Nikan standard. When we talk about standards, what is it that, because you addressed this earlier, but what is it that's so important about this latex rubber, this organic source that has to be, up to our standard?
Well, density. Density is a major factor here. When the latex material, the sap, or the liquid that comes from the trees, that's harvested from the trees, in a way it's kind of like maple syrup. You can think of it that way. The trees are perfectly fine. They get tapped for the latex sap. It doesn't hurt the tree. The tree continues to produce. The tree continues to thrive. It continues to live just as the maple trees do. And then the latex, this liquid, is taken, and it is generated into foam using either the Dunlop or the Talalay procedure. And when you do that, it has to be done under very controlled conditions, so that you get the right amount of aeration, you get the right amount of foam, you get the right amount of density to it. Think of it as, again, as maple syrup. I don't know if you know about that process, but basically you take 10 gallons of syrup and you boil it down to one, mm-hmm. and it's got to have the right texture, it's got to have the right sweetness, it's got to have the right color, and similarly, the latex has to have the right durometer, meaning it has to have the right elasticity, it has to have the right cushion. If it's too hard, then people aren't going to get the right experience. If it's too soft, same thing. So the durometer or the density is controlled and is monitored very closely. If it's too hard or too soft, we can't use it.
Okay. And so ultimately, I know it's frustrating for those of us who, we placed an order several weeks ago at the convention, and, it may or may not have arrived. For some people, a lot of folks have received their pillow. But even that helps us understand that, what's the point of paying for a product and then getting something that is not what was promised.
Right, and we're not gonna do that. And any time you deal with natural compounds or natural components, you're going to face that challenge. And I'll give you another analogy with the Lactoferrin Gold 1.8. Some people have said, gee, Dave, the last time I bought this, it was kind of orangey, and now the capsules look kind of brown, and the bottom line there is that a lot of the coloration in the lactoferrin comes from natural beta carotene, and that can vary because it's natural. It can vary from lot to lot, just as one apple is slightly different from the next. And so what we need to do is we need to set up constraints that allow us to orbit within certain parameters and certain boundaries, and yet still allow for some variation in nature.
Okay. Which, again, for me, and of course, I guess I'm biased because we've had our Nature Rest mattress topper for a little over a week now, and we're thoroughly enjoying it. And at the same time, I would be willing to wait even longer to get what we paid for and not go for an inferior product or something that's less than what it should be. So, you know, and I know that from my conversations with Daryl Merritt that he's doing everything and his team is doing everything in their power to make sure that, you know, things are accelerated, and he anticipates Christmas time or thereabouts, or maybe around the first of the year, to be all caught up. And again, you know, and a thought crossed my mind, Dave, and you, of course, will remember this. A year ago, what I found interesting is that we, at the convention in Orlando, we obliterated the entire inventory of the $39 product, the power patches. And we did it in a few days' time, much like this one. But I think what's so ironic, the irony of the whole thing, is we're not talking about a $39 product purchase here. We're talking about a couple $1,000s. And if our economy is so bad, how come so many of us jumped on board and invested that, and we have the same scenario? So I guess for me, you can't put a price on good health. When people want something, they will step up to the plate and purchase it.
Right, and I think you kind of have to. I mean, in my opinion, you kind of turn it around the other way. And one of the things I'm proud of is that we're not shipping. I know that sounds strange, but of course we've got all these orders, and the company can't realize those sales until we ship. We've got all these orders pending that we'd love to fill, yesterday. And the easy thing to do would be to say, okay, you know, this particular component that's going into the system is not up to par. But you know what? We've got all these people yelling and screaming. We've got all these orders, and we want to fill them, so let's just ship. And the company, if that's the easy way, the company won't do that. We're going to ship it when it's right and not before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And personally, let me finish with this, because I'm watching the clock here, and I want to be sensitive to your time. Personally, what have you, I mean, if I could seek your testimony out, because you've been on the sleep system for more than a decade, we're talking 15, 18 years now. What was it like for you to transition to the Nature Rest?
The only way I can tell you is I slept on it for the first time, and I slept so soundly, I slept so deeply, I woke up so refreshed that I thought, okay, Dave, maybe you were just dead tired, and it was one of those occasional sleeps that just happened to coincide with the first night on the Nature Rest. And I said, let's just see how this does over time. And now I've been on this thing for several months on the latest version that I'm sleeping on now, and I think it's not only a combination, and I have to tell you, I slept on the all-natural latex pad with the nodules without the RAM before the RAM was actually ready to install in the bed. I slept on that for a while too, and it was good. The combination of the latex and the RAM that gives me a deep, refreshing, inviting sleep.
Okay. What I love about your honesty about that is that you know, going back to the Nike philosophy, if it ain't broken, fix it anyways. We've improved it to another level, and I can honestly say that the people I've talked to are on it. There are very few words that can adequately describe a deep, inviting sleep. As Sherry Clark says, you know, it reaches up and it grabs me and it pulls me in and just won't let me go. And I know for her, to be able to sleep 7 to 9 hours a night versus 4 to 7 over the last, well, more than a decade again for her because of the sleep issues in her body, it's just phenomenal. And then, you know, several other people I've spoken with, which I'm looking forward to having a call in a few weeks once we get the mattress toppers on the bed, of just having people share the difference in going from that. Because, and then again, people that have not been on the Nikon sleep system at all, to experience that firsthand.
Well, you know, I talked about the Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich book, which is significant from a lot of different standpoints for me, not the least of which is talking about the mastermind groups and how you can get a number of people together with certain intellectual capacities, and when you sit them around the table and have them focus on one idea or one goal or one objective, magical things happen. And the whole RAM magnetic development occurred when I was up in Spokane at New Magnetics with the brothers Beauvais, with Tom and Anthony Beauvais and a couple of other members of their team, and we were sitting around in the boardroom throwing out ideas and came up with the concept of radio axis magnetism, or RAM, and then took it for another 10 hours where we just sat there and drew on the board and threw other ideas around until we came up with what we now know is the latest innovation in magnetic technology that to me is incredibly significant. You know, I got back to running a little while ago, and I've kind of tweaked my Achilles tendon. I've got a little bit of tendinopathy there. Mm-hmm. And as we speak right now, I've got a RAM node taped on either side of that tendon, and I can tell you that it is being extraordinarily helpful.
Okay. Now, how do we get one of those?
You know, I think that's a logical, and that's one where we're going to see the RAM technologies being available not only in the quilt, in the seats, in other applications that Nikon has. We're going to see them available as flexes. We're going to see them available as in other configurations that are going to be portable, that you're going to be able to apply to different parts of your body. It's coming.
Okay. So in time, not immediately, but over time. And Dave, at the convention, one of the things that you mentioned from the stage that you have been challenged by Nikon, by the corporation, to, and I'm just going to run through my list that I wrote down real quick, to improve the flex, to make it more robust, to the mini, something to hold in place, the biaxial, easier to use, which would definitely include the RAM technology, the long johns, to make them actually attractive looking and get them back. And then last but not least, the big pink elephant that's in the middle of the room is the water bottle. Where are we at on that? I mean, can you give us an idea?
The water bottle is coming. We have had a couple of different designs that are in final stages of test. And what I can tell you is when it's introduced, and, you know, I go back to the old Orson Welles Gallo commercials where we will serve no bottle before it's time.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing here is we are going to be introducing a true state-of-the-art bottle that will not only be one that is has filtration capabilities that have been really relegated to larger tabletop or under-the-counter kinds of standards, where we're not just talking about taste, chlorine, and aesthetics. We're talking about actually filtering out heavy metal contaminants, organic contaminants, pharmaceuticals, the kinds of things that people are worried about being in their water system. Also doing a pie technology that will be advanced as well, so that we're not only seeding the water with necessary and special ions, but we're also doing a pH adjustment into alkalinity that nobody's ever seen before. We're making it out of materials that are not only recyclable, but are eco-friendly. The list goes on. It'll be the best bottle you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we'd expect, you know, after what have we been, a year and a half, 2 year hiatus where we haven't had one.
Right.
We would expect it to be, you know, but and I wasn't asking you the question expecting a date, and you know me well enough that I would not do that. And I want people to understand exactly what you just said, that, you know, we will. I think the quote, maybe I'm too young to remember that, but wasn't it, we will sell no wine before it's time, or was it a bottle?
Before it's time, and I've perverted it. We will sell no bottle before it's time. But I think I have a voice similar to Orson Welles, for people who remember, and I actually have a pair of jeans that are Orson Welles designer jeans.
Oh, so he went from wine, commercializing wine, to denim, huh?
No, I actually just said that because he's a big fat guy, so it makes sense. Kind of like about making attractive long johns. Maybe they're attractive on you. I'm not sure they'll ever be attractive on me.
No. Being in Europe earlier this year, that was the big complaint from our European wellness consultants. It was like, man, you guys in America, you may like those long johns, but man, we over here are a little bit fashion conscientious. know, if we're going to put something on, and I don't know if they put them on and run around outside, you know, like stormtroopers or something. And that's all they're, you know.
You ever been on a beach in Europe?
Yeah, there's not much in the arena of clothing.
I used to wonder who would buy those men's Speedos, and then you go to Europe and you say, okay, that's all you.
Yeah, exactly. So before we derail our conversation, Dave, you've been wonderful of answering so many questions, and I know there's a lot more that come from those of us in the field, and you've been a great not only asset to Nikan, but to those of us, we feel like you're one of us because of your tenure with the company, and we look forward to that. And I know personally for me, I'm elated about what your charge or your challenge is to address what we have and to tweak it and to make it better. And, you know, that's what makes it fun. It's not about redeveloping something. You know, I guess that, you know, we look at the auto industry. You know, every couple of years they completely overhaul an automobile that's great and they make it better. I mean, we should do that because technology allows us to do that. So thank you on behalf of our family and our organization, because we really, really appreciate that. And where can folks be finding you in the next couple months, your travel schedule? Where are you going to be hooking up out in the field?
Well, I think for December I'm pretty much going to be staying home. I was on the road in November, and I don't have my schedule for next year yet, but I know I'm committed to go to a couple of places. I know I'm going to Austin, and I'm going to Toronto again. During the launch, I did Toronto and Seattle.
Okay.
Of the top three sites, I had two.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Greg.
No, not at all. And again, to remind folks, the video with Dave, Anthony, and Peter, they're short form. They're an excellent tool. I mean, probably I would feel the best tool we've ever had of explaining the concept of magnetics and why. And you know, comments like that Anthony made on Wednesday's call, it's just as natural as sunshine. You know, information like that is on the video, it's on the website, and I know eventually Nikan will make the DVD available if we want it in that form, but for now it's there, and so we need to utilize it. We can see Dave in its entirety on that video, and they're very easy to access. So Dave, thank you again for taking 40 minutes on a Saturday morning.
My pleasure.
Normally would be doing your job and or drinking coffee or some other stimulus. And I'll let you go and until next time. And then I'm going to address some issues outside that don't pertain to you. So, again, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All the best. Bye.
Bye, Dave.